Welcome to the International at Home podcast, your update on the most exciting months of student life. Here we chat with students from all over the world about their experiences, challenges, and best moments during their stay at the University of Potsdam.
Hola and hello, my name is Madeleine. I work at the International Office of the University of Potsdam, and I'm doing this podcast today with two students from Argentina who are currently studying at the University of Potsdam. Well, normally the three of us, we talk in Spanish to each other, but today we're going to talk in English so everybody of you can understand us. Well, we are really happy to have you here as our guest today, and I would ask you to shortly introduce yourself. Like, who are you? Where are you from? What are you studying?
Okay. Hi, Madeleine. And hi, everyone. My name is Julia Venturini. I come from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I am 23 years old. And I'm studying computer science in University of Buenos Aires. So I'm doing one exchange semester here in University of Potsdam.
My name is Tomas, I'm 22 years old, and I'm studying data science in Buenos Aires University. Well, with Julia, we are doing the student exchange here in Potsdam University. My field of study is data science, I think I said that. Well, let's do it again. Well, I'm studying data science, that is the field of study math and computer science, and we, in my degree, we play a lot with data, so I love my degree, and here in Potsdam I'm making some courses about it, so yeah.
Great, so welcome to Germany, welcome to Potsdam.
Thank you.
And why did you decide to come to Germany, and why did you choose to come to Potsdam? Like, what did you bring here?
I mean, at first we hadn't heard of the University of Potsdam. But our university suggested that we consider the option because they said that they had a really good relationship between like the two universities. So, I mean, once we started looking into it, we became really excited. And yeah, that's how we ended up here.
Well, people from here was really nice with us. So that was more easy.
Yeah, a plus.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Exactly.
Okay, great. So now you're here for about 2 months already. So I imagine that it's pretty different here, like life here and life in Argentina. So what are the biggest differences for you between Argentina and Germany, and about like between university life in Argentina and university life in Germany?
I mean, I think one of the biggest things would be like maybe weather. Yeah, we don't really have snow in Buenos Aires, so that's a change, definitely a change of scenery for us. And what else?
Well, here in Potsdam is more calm than Buenos Aires because it's a little town with a lot of green areas. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really good place to come here to study. And well, and here is near Berlin, so that's cool. And in the university environment, and I think the difference with Buenos Aires is in Buenos Aires we have 2 midterm exams, and here is just homework every week, and at the end of the courses in both universities we have a final exam. But the way to teach in our classes are pretty similar, so mm-hmm. it's not inconvenient for us.
Yeah. Also, I would say like the schedule here for everyone is kind of earlier. So we find that like the day ends at about maybe 6 or 7. We're just like heading home and finishing everything for the day. And in Argentina, it's common that we, I don't know, have dinner at like 10 p.m. and then go to sleep at 12. I think we are kind of having an earlier lifestyle here, but we are getting used to it, and it's actually, I think I kind of prefer it.
And another difference between, well, I think Germany and Argentina is the public transport, or the way that people get mm-hmm. around. For example, here a lot of people ride bikes, and a lot of people use the public transport for here are more trains than in Argentina. Here works pretty good. Argentina as well, here is another type of public transport.
Yeah.
And another thing that is different is, in our situation, is we are living in the student dorms of the university, and it's really near of the campus. And, in Argentina, I have to travel 1 hour and a half to assist my classes. And here it's just 15 minutes. So I think that is a huge difference.
Yeah, really convenient. So we are glad that we got the chance to stay there. Another big difference, I would say, is the language. I think Spanish and German are not really similar. We are trying to learn. We are going to a German course. It's 6 hours per week, so it's kind of intensive. But hopefully, at the end of the semester, we'll be at A1 level. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, nice. You already said like Potsdam is green, Potsdam is close to Berlin. Tell us more about Potsdam. Do you like it here? Did you already make friends here?
Yeah, we love it here. It's sort of like living in a fairy tale. Because, I think especially autumn here has been lovely. And the transition to winter as well. But yeah, we really enjoyed like taking strolls in Sanssouci Park during autumn. And riding our bikes and just strolling around the center, the city center, going to cafes, having some coffee, reading a book. And recently with like the winter, we've been enjoying going to the Christmas markets. So yeah, Thomas?
I agree. The autumn was one of our best autumns. And here in Parc Sanssouci with every kind of trees with different colors and ride the bikes was really, really funny. Then about our friends, at the beginning of the semester, we went to some events of the university, for example, the international dinner, where we met a lot of people from different countries. Recent event was the Latin American coffee, where we met a lot of people that want to go to Latin American. So we met with Laura, is our friend, that she wants to learn Spanish. She is a student from University of Potsdam. We want to learn German, so we are having meetings.
To exchange culture and language. So we've been learning a lot.
Well, since you mentioned the Christmas market, which ones have you been to?
We've been to some here in Potsdam and some in Berlin. So for example, yesterday we went to Lucia
in Prenzlauer Berg.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. I think it was, I don't know, I enjoy the markets that are more like thematic and not like so over the place, because we've also been to the Alexanderplatz one, and I think that was a bit too big for me, but it was really nice anyways. We tried some caramelized almonds, we tried Glühwein for sure, many types of Glühwein, just ate lots of interesting foods, so that has been really nice. And also here in Potsdam, we visited the one on Brandenburger Strasse, and we went to Das Minsk, which was like, I think for just one weekend, but it was really nice. Yeah.
And Christmas markets, I think, is a huge difference between Germany and Argentina, because in Argentina it's summertime in December. And we have the typical Christmas stuff, for example, the Christmas trees and the gifts. But here people take more seriously and make a lot of, the Christmas markets with a lot of, more traditions here than there. Here the Christmas is in winter, so makes that more has more sense, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, people in Argentina, people costume like Santa Claus is warm. And
yeah, it makes no sense. I think, yeah, we enjoy it more here, at least. It's more magical, I would say.
Yeah, but in our case, the difference is we are without our family. I think Christmas is more a family moment.
Mm.
We miss a lot them.
Well, yeah, that would be like another question that I wanted to ask you. Is there anything that you're missing from Argentina?
Yeah, I think mainly family and friends. And what else? I kind of miss my bed sometimes.
Well, something that Argentina has is more sun than here.
Oh, yeah.
And here the weather is more cloudy. And in Argentina, most of the days are more sunny days.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is something I miss a lot. Of course, my family, my friends, and my cat. My cat, Grace. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much, guys, for your time. It was a pleasure having you here as our guests. And I hope you continue to have a wonderful time here in Germany and in Potsdam. And yeah, that you're going to enjoy Christmas time here and your studies as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the International at Home podcast. If you want to hear more stories or need more information on the university, check out our website,